Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Whiskey Sticks podcast. And as we do on the podcast, we take turns leading the show off. Tonight, I am your host. I am running it. Thomas, of course. Mike on my right. And as always, Josh. Josh, what you drinking?
That did not get very far.
So. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that is not Josh. Clearly, we understand. Josh could not make it tonight. Filling in for Josh, sitting in, longtime listener, first-time caller, Taylor. Taylor, what are you drinking?
Just a really nice cup of water.
Okay. H2O works.
They're like Aquafina.
It's what from the Brita filter.
Dasani.
Yeah. Oh. Actually, fun fact, what is that water I always drink? It's like Saratoga. It comes in a blue bottle.
Oh my God, do you rinse your face in it too?
No, but I drink it and it actually, I don't know why, maybe it's a mental thing. I actually like it. Like, I will prefer that. No, I cannot. Not anymore, dude.
You said you just like the bottle.
Up in age. But no, it also, like, I think it's a mental thing.
Can you do 10,000 or you got to do 20? What's the Ashton Hall thing?
Yeah, I saw that. That dude made a career off of Saratoga water for his face, which is crazy. But yeah, they sell it at Quick Trip, and I find it all the time, and that's my favorite water.
So. Okay, since Taylor is drinking water, and we can't really get into that, Mike, what are you drinking?
Man, what am I drinking? This is the Compass Box Scotch Whiskey Maker Flaming Heart Scotch Whiskey. It's a blended malt Scotch whiskey. Product of Scotland, and this is a limited run, right? So one bottle out of 9,606, you will get notes of oak, smoke, and encores. I don't know what encores are. The Nectar 50th Anniversary Peat Monster Arcana Flaming Heart 2018. This is like a bottle that Chase got me for like a birthday one year, and it is pricey. You're not going to find it anyways unless somebody's selling a sealed one. This one is not sealed. It's about drink. And I hadn't brought it on the show yet. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna bring it out. I'm not a huge fan of it. Like, for daily drinking, I like bourbon more than like a Scotch whiskey. But it is really good. I do like a bottle that brings a lot of flavor. So, I mean, I've enjoyed every glass I've had. I've had people try it here at the house. It's only like 48.9% alcohol. So it's not awful. Like, it's not super hard in the glass. The bottle itself is really cool. It's all like metal, rock show band, like inspired. So I like it. That's really good. I recommend it to anybody who can find it. Again, that is Flaming Heart Scotch Whiskey. Now, Thomas, you had a bottle that you wanted to talk about, something new on the show.
Okay. So we just got done doing the Eras Tour of video gaming. I have been on my own Eras Tour of Penelope Bourbon. So I have tried every bottle that I could find as of late. I started with the Texas Select. Then I got into a Wheated. Then I got into, I think, just their plain Jane. Tonight, I have got a bottle. Father's Day gift. Shout out to the boys and Jax for hooking this up. Penelope. And it's different because it is finished in rosé casks.
Yeah, I get you.
94 proof, 47% alcohol by volume, and we are batch 07. The stuff tastes amazing. This isn't my first time having this. I've tried it once before, but this is the first bottle that I have like in the house. It was at a party. We drank it. It was very, very good. Very, very excited to get my hands on it. So I have not sipped anything Penelope has put out yet and felt bad about it. If you can get your hands on it, you should absolutely do it. I buy it at Specs, and Penelope is very, very good.
I know they have it at Justin's up here in Kansas City. I did not see the Texas Select, but they do have a selection of Penelope models.
This is the Cooper series is what it says on the bottle.
I don't think they're crazy expensive either, right? Like, they're cost-effective-ish.
No, I want to say this bottle, when I looked it up, it was like a $60 bottle, and that was one of their premiums. The Wheated, I think, was like $38.
Yeah, so
not,
like...
Not break the bank at all, but really, really tasty.
Yeah, in the realm of like bottles and not just like mixer bottles, but like drinking straight. Like I think 30 to 40 bucks is like a single dollar sign. Anything under 100 after that, it's like two, and anything over 100 is like three plus. Like, you know, you're big ball at that point. But yeah, so I'd say it's like a $2, you know, like on the rating, the whiskey sticks rating, it's like a $2 situation. So no, that's awesome. What else you got for me? Well, what's going on in the world of sports, Big Dog?
Okay, it's interesting. I won't hold us on the show any longer as to what we're talking about tonight. Tonight is sports movies, but before we get there, we'll talk the world of Houston sports, worldwide sports, all things sports. So today, the Astros lost to the Cleveland Guardians, formerly the Cleveland Indians. They lost 4-2. They did, however, win the series, took the first two games of that, finished a road trip that was two teams. They finished it 4-2, four wins, two losses. They're playing really good baseball. They're getting contributions up and down the lineup from guys that are historically not good. Jake Myers is playing out of his mind. Mauricio Dubon playing out of his mind. They're getting a lot of really good pitching from guys that they didn't expect to get pitching from. They're calling guys up from AAA. They are 2.5 games ahead of the Seattle Mariners in the division. They are 7 games over 500. It's a good time to be an Astros fan.
I just like to say, same as always, I always get the Village is on Fire speech at the beginning of the season, that the Astros aren't going to do nothing, never. Like, oh, man, we fell off. We lost this star. We lost that star. But it's credit to the staff in the Astros organization. I think that that's the glue behind it all, is it doesn't matter who you run out there. They go out with the same plan, and they're patient. They're not looking to rush anything. They know that it's a long season. And, you know, the quicker you get somewhere, the more likely you are to hurt yourself on the way there. So I think the Astros are going to be good for a long time. And it's not just the players. It's also the staff and the organization as a whole and the way they run that business. I think it's like a rubric, like a gold standard. Like we've known for years that the farm system is elite in the Astros organization. We are always finding talent at every position in the farm, you know, situation. So I love it, dude. I'm here for it.
The irony of what you just said is like Astros fans know that the Major League Baseball fan thinks the farm system stinks, thinks the Astros don't develop talent. Totally wrong. You see guys constantly come up. Jeremy Pena is on fire. They moved him to the leadoff spot. He's probably going to be an all-star player, and he's developed from their system. Jake Myers developed from their system. Jose Altuve developed from their system. Hunter Brown developed from their system. They just, the names go on and on and on and on. Dana Brown deserves a lot of credit. He went out and got Isak Paredes. And when Alex Bregman went out the door and when Kyle Tucker went out the door, they were like, how are they going to replace this production? And Isak has been huge to that. They went out and got Christian Walker, started off slow. He's starting to come together a little bit. And they're doing all of this damage right now without Yordan Alvarez, who's arguably one of the best players in baseball. And you add that guy to this squad, and they have a chance to be really special again. And, you know, every other fan base is like, well, shit, here come the Astros.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember talking to my buddy at work about it, like when we went to go play their team. And he's like, oh, yeah, best of luck this weekend. So, hey, we might surprise you. You know, it takes about a month and a half or so, maybe two. But once they, like, get locked in, like, they settle in. And it happens every season with them that they kind of, like, creep into it, and they may take some losses they don't need, but it's all in like ironing out the wrinkles in their own system. I don't even think that they care about those games in the earlier parts of the season. Like, it's not about who you're playing, it's about how you're playing. And I love that like mentality there.
Well, moving on, you're 100% right. Astros are going to be really good. Moving on, cuz you know, lot to cover. Texans news just popped maybe 2-3 hours ago. Nick Chubb, a running back for the Cleveland Browns, had horrible knee injuries, is looking to come in tomorrow and do a physical, provided that everything's good. He's going to sign with the Houston Texans. That gives them a really, really nasty 1-2 punch in their running back room with Joe Mixon and now Nick Chubb.
Sorry, Damian.
Yeah, Dameon Pierce might be looking for another job after training camp. I think they're probably going to keep him on the roster just in case somebody gets hurt, that kind of thing. Better to have too much than not enough. But Nick Chubb represents a huge upgrade from Dameon Pierce or Woody Marks or Dario Bungawale. So
Bungawale.
Exactly. Bless you. Good news for all the, you know, Texans fans. They're finding ways to get better, even though, you know, the draft is done. OTAs are happening and training camps around the corner. The Rockets, draft's coming up soon. NBA Finals, if you're into that sort of thing. Mike was talking off show before how our prize picks kind of sold. Indiana got beat pretty thoroughly tonight. They lost by 20-ish points to OKC. Series is tied 1-1. So we'll see how that goes. We'll be playing on prize picks. Prize picks is where we make our money occasionally. It's just not always in basketball.
Waiting on that football to come back, baby.
Definitely, definitely waiting on the football to come back. Speaking of football, but the other football, there was a huge game today in the UEFA Nations League final. Spain played Portugal. Huge rivalry. Portugal wins in PKs. Great game. You're talking about Cristiano Ronaldo for Portugal. You're talking about Lamine Yamal for Spain. Those are going to be two monsters in World Cup play. Looking forward to the Gold Cup that starts next week. Team USA played Saturday, got beat 2-1. Although Houston Dynamo midfielder Jack McGlynn had the goal for USA. So shout out to the Dynamo. They're producing some quality talent. They didn't play this week, so they couldn't hurt us. Couldn't help us either. I mean, they've been playing good soccer. Lost the week before. And I believe that's just about it, unless you want to talk about Simone Biles, and I don't really want to talk about Simone Biles.
That's fair. fun fact, I do have Joe Mix on the fantasy squad for my dynasty, and somebody who's been holding down my IR for years, Nick Chubb. So
beautiful.
Funny enough, I got them both.
Hey, you cornered the Texans running back room. Probably a good place to be.
Yeah, no, it's not bad. Can't really hurt me if I got my handcuff. So, and that just kind of worked out that way. Like, dude was sitting in the IR for years. Taylor, how's your fantasy team doing?
It's pretty good. We're winning everything.
Everything? Oh, nice. Are you playing, like, fantasy golf over there?
I can't let you in on my secrets.
Right. No. Okay, fair enough. So, moving forward, tell us what our show's about, brother. You did earlier, didn't you?
Well, I did, but I will reiterate. Today we are talking sports movies, something near and dear to my heart. I love all the sports movies. Doesn't matter the sport. We can go from Olympic sports a la Cool Runnings to, you know, my favorite sports where it's like basketball, football, baseball, soccer. All the sports movies, I'm here for all of them. So we'll be talking about that today. Taylor was kind enough to do a little homework and looked up like the dollars and cents. I'm going to let her kind of lean into that a little bit. I thought it was really interesting to see what sports movies make, what kind of money. Taylor, what you got?
Well, you know, we just wanted to look up like the top 10 movies, like sports movies. So the first one it says is Rocky, which I think everybody knows. It's going to be number one. Million Dollar Baby, Creed 2, The Blind Side.
People like boxing movies.
Which, I was thinking, what was the one with Mark Wahlberg that we watched?
Mark Wahlberg in a boxing movie? Christian Bale. I know it because I watched it. Is that what it was called? The Fighter?
But I thought that was MMA,
there's also Southpaw.
No, I think that was The Fighter. Like, I was kind of surprised that wasn't on here.
You know what's not on here that's a boxing movie that I really like?
The Price of Glory?
No, what's that one?
I love that one. You never seen The Price of Glory? Oh, God.
Well, it's not on this list. Blades of Glory is on this list, but not Price of Glory.
Yeah, no. It's a boxing movie about like a father. It's like, it's not Edward Almost. It's the other Hispanic dad of the times. In the 90s, I forget his actual name. He's got three sons, and they box, and some are better than others, and like they kind of go through some beef. And I don't want to spoil it because you haven't seen it yet, but it's a really good boxing movie. It's about some Hispanic kids. I like
it. So for me, it's Cinderella Man. Cinderella Man is a really good boxing movie. If Felix was out here, he would say Real Steel. Real Steel is a robot boxing movie, and we don't have Real Steel.
What's his name? Jack. What's his name? Hughes. Human. Why can't I think of his name?
Who are we talking about? The main character. Yeah.
Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman. Jack Hughes. Human. I definitely said human. Kind of close. I was like, he's human.
But Jack Human.
Wolverine. Also in Les Mis.
Yeah. Not a sports movie, but definitely very classic. Popular. Classic. Yeah, very popular.
You know, I'm talking about grossing. It's super gross. But yeah. No, I like that one a lot. I'm more of a funny kind of guy. So I like lean on like Happy Gilmore as a really good sports movie. Happy Gilmore 2 is coming to Netflix here like in July, I think it is.
July 25th.
Yeah, I'm so ready for it, dude. They're going to bring all of them back. Shooter McGavin. I'm here for it. I'm really excited. In the realm of basketball movies, Thomas, what's your bread and butter?
Depends on the person, right? Depends on if you're into a little comedy like White Man Can't Jump.
It's going classic.
You got Blue Chippers that had actual basketball players in it, you know, Nick Nolte in it. Mm-hmm. You know, talking about like the underworld of like, you know, pay to play type players. Very, very interesting. I mean, for the kiddos, you got Space Jam.
Space Jam 1, very good.
Who doesn't love Space Jam? Although the second one, LeBron... Not my cup of tea.
Keep the stage up.
Taylor, were you a LeBron Space Jam fan?
I didn't watch it. I watched it first.
You've also got more emotional ones like Love and Basketball. That's a classic. I've seen it a number of times. Love that one.
For me, the ones that are always going to stick with me are Above the Rim, Heaven is a Playground. Those are classic movies back in the day, you know. Above the Rim had Tupac Shakur, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people anyway knew him as the rapper, but he was actually a really good actor. Like the movies he was in, he was actually pretty good.
And I've said that about celebrities and like athletes and like high performing individuals. Like they tend to be multifaceted. Like a lot of these actors can sing, a lot of these singers can play instruments. Like they were born and bred to do what they do. But what do you feel about like a Coach Carter?
Coach Carter's a good one. I mean, obviously, anytime you have Samuel L. Jackson in a movie, that's going to be big time.
Yeah, it's bound to be. I watched Django the other day. Love me some Samuel L. Jackson.
I'm just trying to think of basketball movies, and the only one I can think of is one that has Will Ferrell in it.
Semi-Pro. Yeah, I got that jersey hanging in my closet.
I love Will Ferrell. Like anything
Jackie
like
Moon,
Ethan.
Baby. A little Coffee King Black. Man. That was my PlayStation Network username, Coffee Black.
Oh, wow. another classic, another one that actually had actual real players. Another one that had a great actor, Denzel. He got game.
He got like, game, yeah.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. You know,
I had the shoes.
Ray Allen, as a kid, Ray Allen was one of my favorite players. I modeled my game after him a little bit. And who doesn't love Denzel Washington?
Oh, yeah. That was a classic. He got game. That's a good one. I'm trying to think of other basketball movies before I move on to another.
There's not one genre. On Netflix. Didn't it have basketball players on it, too? They're, like, older.
Uncle Drew. We watched that on Netflix, yeah.
Did y'all
Kyrie
really?
Irving. Yeah, yeah.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaquille O'Neal was in there. They had a couple guys in there. Nate Carter was in there, whatever his name is. Is that his last name? Carter? Nate? The bitty dude who could dunk?
Washington.
Robinson. Hey! There you go. We did it, dude. We'll get there. He said Washington. I was real confident, too.
I think there was a Washington. It's just not him.
Yeah, you know, that's fair. All right, with this next category, I'm going to start it, and then I'm just going to hand it off to Thomas. Kingpin.
Oh. So there isn't a ton of love for bowling, but that movie, if you love comedy, if you love bowling, Kingpin had it all, had Woody Harrelson as this, you know, busted up ex-champion bowler. You had who was the guy that played the Amish dude? Great, great, funny actor.
I know his face. I do not know his name. If I couldn't come up with normal names like Hugh Jackman, I'm not getting that guy's name.
You mean Jack Human? Give me a second and I will pull it up. But that movie was just awesome. I think it was cool in the sense that, you know, it made fun of bowling, but at the same time it highlighted bowling.
Woody Harrelson is sneaky good. Like, when you look back and think about movies you like and he just happens to be in them. I was just watching Now You See Me the other day. He's in that one. He's in White Man Can't Jump. Like,
coming out with a new one. Coming out with a new Now You See Me.
Yeah, Now You See Me 3 coming out in November.
Randy Quaid.
Is that Dennis Quaid's brother?
Yes, hilarious. Bill Murray is bigger than McCracken.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
Star-studded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff.
Would you count The Big Lebowski as a bowling movie?
I think you have to. Because okay. One of the most iconic scenes in the movie is around bowling, and nobody fucks with the Jesus.
Yeah. and it's funny because, like, sports are in movies and also, like, their own movies, their own genre. And there's, like, two movies that are, like, kind of surrounded by sports. But I couldn't tell you another bowling movie to save my life.
You did really good with those two.
I thought so.
There's not a ton of bowling movies out there. Bowling is not beloved in that sense. I mean, golf's that way too, right? You really don't have a whole lot. When you talk about golf, you've got what am I thinking? Not The Longest Yard. We just talked about it.
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore. But then you got Tin Cup. Tin Cup's a really good golf movie if you're into that sort of thing. I want to say that's a Hulu or a Netflix type deal. Tin Cup has Kevin Costner, and he is a driving range pro, and he is trying to figure it out. Really good golfer, just can't get out of his own way, and he meets this girl who is dating a rival. He falls for the girl. They duke it out over the girl. Like, it's a really good movie. Cheech Marin's in it. Got out of our Mexican comedians represented. He's a great legend, Mexican comedy dude.
I will provide to you a lesser, like, known sports movie genre.
Go ahead.
And Heart of Champions is a movie about a collegiate rowing team.
Okay.
Yeah, so I watched that. Don't ask why. this is back when we were playing Ark a few months back. And, you know, I love my background noise. But it's got actors that you'd know, but the story is why you're there. Like a old school, like, 60s rowing guy comes back to the school after, like, serving in the military forever. I still don't know that guy's name, but he's got a face. You see it, and you can't, like, well,
Taylor,
up,
you
Taylor.
Laugh he, like you watch this face. Movie. Who's the guy?
No, it's just. Why is the argument that he has a face? Everybody has a face.
That you would know.
A recognizable face is what he means by that.
A face. His name is Michael Shannon. And again, it's one of those faces you would know it if you've seen it.
What rom-com is he on? Let's hear it.
He's on Man of Steel, The Iceman, Heart of Champions, Knives Out. He's in a lot of movies, actually. Dude's always around.
I've never seen that man's face in my life.
You've never seen his face in your life? Then you don't watch enough movies. But anyways, it's super good. Like, they're trying to get better as a team because they're a really, like, shitty team. Like, they don't work together, they don't communicate. And, like, I don't know if you've ever seen anybody row a boat, but, like, you got to do that shit in unison. So he kind of whips him into shape, and then there's some, like, tryouts for, like, the national team and stuff like that. Another rowing movie is The Boys in the Boat. That is modeled after the 1963 Olympic team. That's two. I can find two pretty much about anything, but two. I would love to open the floor for other people to name rowing movies, but I don't see it happening unless Taylor's got the Twitter fingers going.
Would you consider the Facebook movie kind of a rowing movie because they feature it?
You could, like, make that connection. I would allow it. That's the same way we kind of went with The Big Lebowski.
That's the only thing I got.
I got nothing. Rowing is that one obscure sport I mean that's up there with Dodgeball. That, you got Dodgeball, and that's it.
Well, name me another movie about bobsledding.
Cool Runnings.
That's it. That's it. That's all you got.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm not looking at a Disney movie. No, but there was some sort of Disney movie that did bobsledding.
If you consider it a sport, you've got the one with Cuba Gooding Jr., Snow Dogs. Where really? They do like the Iditarod? Yeah, that's that might be the only Iditarod movie I've ever seen.
No. That's cool. I mean, look, I don't discriminate. If it's a sport movie they're competing, you're probably going to get me there. Like men, women, doesn't matter. You know, like, hey, y'all may not have seen it, but I promise you, what's the movie Stick It? I think that's what it's called. Where it's like gymnastics. I don't know why I need to watch that movie, but I've seen it.
I got another one. Technically a sport. Balls of Fury.
Oh, ping pong.
Yeah. Or ping as pong, Chinese ding, say, dang. Ping pong.
Yes. Good movie.
What about the Bring It On movies then? Cheerleading. Is that a sport?
That's...
Here you go.
It's up there with gymnastics, maybe. They compete. There is a sport.
Hold on. Gymnastics is an Olympic sport. Cheerleading is not an Olympic sport.
But they do backflips. Have you seen them, though?
Like, it's worth watching.
I have seen them, yes. I'm not turning it off if it's on my TV.
Right.
In my quote-unquote, you know. It's the people that want to argue that NASCAR is not a sport.
How do you – ooh, Talladega Nights.
Yeah.
I throw that one out there. Oh,
and that's one. On our top list.
There you go. Damn, you threw me off, Taylor. I don't know what I was going to say, but it was going to say something. But yeah, no, how do you cheer for like cheerleading? Like, do you pick a player or do you like you root for the team?
Do you go, wow, that guy put his hand on her body so good.
Yeah. No. Well, they stuck it, right?
No.
You gotta toss them up in the air, they twirl, they land.
They have, and then like, they always do it with routine.
A smile, like a painful smile. Like they look like that's painted on.
I mean, because technically Dodgeball is a cheerleading movie.
Yeah, I mean,
the one guy goes wins the cheerleading championship right before the final match. So
that's true. He did that. So I will unleash Thomas. You are allowed to talk about football movies now. That's the big chunk there.
Football is king. Look, anybody that isn't paying attention, if you go talk about just sports money in general, away from movies, football is king. And I think Taylor did a really good job with this list. If you look at the football movies on this list, you're going to find the ones that combine comedy or drama and football, they're going to do really well. Waterboy is a classic for all the wrong reasons, but it's a good football movie, college football movie. The Longest Yard, another one.
Also had cheerleading.
Yes. they were kind of a different cheerleading, but you know. Remember the Titans, Taylor? I hear you can tell us about Remember the Titans. Also a really good football movie.
I mean, I don't know if I can say I can tell us all about it. I just know it's one of my favorite movies.
So tell us why it's your favorite.
Because, I don't know, you have like the whole competition like side of it, but then there's also like a heartfelt storyline. I like the underdogs winning, like the underdog stories. I like those.
The big thing about Remember the Titans, though, is kind of like the integration that was taking place in that time. I think that's the take home, Taylor. It wasn't about the sport itself. It was about the people.
Yeah. Ending the divide.
Yeah. 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 Working together as one team.
One band, one sound.
One band, one sound. Does that count, Drumline?
That could be. It's also a competition.
If we count cheerleading, I count Drumline.
That's one of those movies.
All those dancing movies. Like, how's that? Does that work? Like, Stomp the Yard? Yeah.
What was the one with Channing Tatum?
Magic Mike?
Step Up. Technically, I mean.
I think She's the Man?
No.
Hey, soccer movie. Let's go.
Oh, Lord. No.
Step Up to the Streets.
Yeah.
Yeah, that man, I tell you what, that movie had me sliding around in the rain. I was like, shit. And then just like pumping my chest, like letting people know what's up. I remember that time. Yeah. Still can't do a backflip.
That's really my heartbeat right there.
Yeah.
That's where I fell in love with Channing Tatum.
Yeah, but then I ruined it because Channing Tatum, when you go back and watch any movie with him in it, it's the same thing. He's like, I'm this guy, and I'm, you know, I'm talented and attractive, but I'm not just that guy. There's more to me. And that is his every movie he's ever been in.
Hold on. He's not that guy in 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, he is. No. He's the attractive, talented guy in high school. And then, like, life humbles him. And then he's like, well, I'm better than that. I'm more. Like, and then he goes to be more, right? So they technically win in the end of that movie. But it always starts out that way. He's like the tall, handsome dude who's good at everything. And then he has to prove that he's better than that. Like, he did a movie with Sandy B. Like, what was it? Some
the temple. Island or something?
Love Island, what'd you call it?
No, it's something island, I thought.
Something about an island. Anyway, Sandra B. is a Sandra Bullock, for all those uninitiated. Is an author and she writes steamy lady novels, but she was writing about an actual, like, she was trying to intertwine her love for, like, what's the word, history or like whatever, about, you know, and some dude in Peru, and here comes Channing Tatum riding on a white horse as this attractive tall guy, and he's like the face of all her books, and he's like, hey, I'm not just a tall attractive guy, I'm more than that. And then you get to watch him be more than that eventually. So yeah, no, that is 150% Channing Tatum's MO. It's like, I'm tall, attractive, I'm good at stuff, but I'm more than that. Like, that should be on a t-shirt that he wears, but I'm so much more. Well, think about it, even Step Up. Like, he's like this attractive dancer dude who's making it work, but he's more than that, right? Like, he's, you know, talking to the girl at Juilliard and he wants to do things. What's the other one we just talked about? Magic Mike. Technically, you'd call that a sport movie, maybe. But he starts out, he's a tall, attractive stripper guy, but he wants to be more than that, right? He's trying to do business and stuff. So you can't tell me I'm wrong with my analytics on this dude. He's tall, attractive, successful, but he's so much more.
I really need to know why you got so invested in the backstory on Channing Tatum. like is it better was this question. All like
a... I'm going to Perry. Why aren't you more invested in the backstory? My brain connects dots.
I had no idea I needed to feel some type of way about Channing Tatum. Like,
the underbelly of Channing Tatum?
No, I need you to be a different actor than this. You can't just keep spitting out the same dude. You can't be the Mexican guy that's Omar in every movie, like the dude in the Fast and Furious. You got to be different.
I argue that Channing Tatum is the world's most successful, like, background character in every movie. Like, he's just the same guy, does the same thing. Everybody calls his phone number. And he's like, hey, you want to be in this movie? You're not the lead or anything, but it'll be fun. Also, shout out to Matthew McConaughey. Like,
what's that, Taylor?
Even in Deadpool, he was like that. Like,
yeah,
his role was very tiny, but it was like, hey, I want to be a part of this.
But you know how long he's been waiting for this?
Exactly, which proves the point even more, I feel like.
Yeah. I will give it to you. In that movie, This Is the End, with all the funny comedian actors, he was not the tall, attractive, best at everything.
He was definitely not.
He was a gimp in that movie. But I think there was just him as Channing Tatum. He wasn't acting in that moment. It was just him as Channing Tatum.
Yeah, poor Channing.
But Matthew McConaughey and Magic Mike, shout out. Also, well, what is that? Is that We Are Marshall?
Yes.
Yeah.
Coach.
Yeah.
Very, very good movie.
Love it.
Really interesting because it's based on a true story. And I didn't know that, the whole Marshall story going into that, how, you know, the whole team died.
That shit happens.
And they had to, like, replace the whole team and, you know, everybody. So really, really good story if you're into the drama, the tugging at your heartstrings type thing. I feel like Remember the Titans had a little bit of that in it too, towards the end. I football and drama, football comedy, I think you're always going to get something great. Draft Day, which I don't know how much you want to call that a football movie, because it's about drafting NFL players, not necessarily them playing. Really, really good movie. Any Given Sunday, really, really good movie. All the cast in the world. I mean, I would argue that before Steeman, Willie Beeman, you probably weren't really invested into a certain actor, and I'll leave it at that. I really think that was one of the roles that kind of you know, elevated him. I know he had some other stuff, but, you know, I was a big fan. And that's just kind of how football movies kind of did. You know, The Longest Yard was a remake. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
that it was.
That's one of those things that, you know, did really good. And they said, you know what, let's run it back. So really, really hard to argue with a good football movie.
You also had The Replacements.
You know, that one doesn't get a lot of love because, you know, it's kind of like a poking fun at lockouts and stuff like that. So, but I did like that movie. I watched it as well. Keanu Reeves makes for a good, you know, anything, but he also makes for a good quarterback.
Shane Falco?
Yep.
Yeah. So talk to me about baseball movies. A League of Their Own. What is it? What's the one? Is it Summer Catch or Fever Pitch? Those are probably both baseball movies. But I'm thinking about the one that had...
Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Yes, that yeah. one. That's a classic.
Fever Pitch, yeah. I mean, baseball movies are right up there, too. They go all the way back in time. I mean, and you talked about it, A League of Their Own. That was about a women's baseball league. And, you know, still classic, still going to get played, still going to get watched. For me, other movies that I love, For the Love of the Game, Kevin Costner. That dude, just anytime you put him in a sports movie, you're going to get a good movie. It doesn't matter what his role is. Dude's in tons of baseball movies. Bull Durham, he's in Bull Durham. He's in I'm missing an iconic one right now that's driving me nuts, and I will look that up.
One of my favorite characters is Ricky Wild Thing Vaughn from Major League. That's an instant classic. Also, while Thomas is researching,
Field of Dreams.
Lest we forget, The Karate Kid. It's technically a sports movie.
Fun fact, me and the fam went and saw the newest Karate Kid movie last night. Karate Kid Legends. It was pretty good.
Butter fact, Thomas growing up was Daniel LaRusso, and you can't tell me other. Like, you just can't.
Yeah, I was definitely his doppelganger. Looked just like him. I wish I still looked just like him because the dude's like 50-something. Like
fine wine.
Yes, and he looks like he's in his mid-30s. But, yeah, as a kid, the Daniel son and the Thomas son were very similar son.
Basketball. It's a somewhere in the middle movie. It's a sport of its own. I think there's a place in my heart for all the quirky, goofy sports movies that aren't really sports movies. If you haven't seen it, they make their own sport, and like they're not in college, but they're college aged or whatever. And you know they're making a game up in their driveway, and then it like starts to catch on. And then they start making rules, and then it becomes its own league, and then it's like, what? So really cool. Just a fun watch. It is probably an adult film. What's another one?
Mr. 3000. Late, great Bernie Mac. Yep.
That's a good one.
Huge fan of him. Again, anytime you can mix sports and comedy, sports and drama, you're probably going to do pretty well. That was a movie that you know, was kind of poking at a guy that thought he had 3,000 hits, left his career, retired at the top, and then had a stat correction that, you know, changed it, and he didn't want to go out like that. So he was on a mission to get back to 3,000 and then help the Milwaukee Brewers, who he played his entire career for, try to be something. So if you're looking for a good comedy, baseball-type flick to go watch, that's a really good one.
Yeah, trying to think of more like off the cuff stuff, like different like avenues.
Angels in the Outfield.
Angels in the Outfield is another good one.
That one's wild because it had characters. It had actors in it that became bigger later on. And then you see them like Matthew McConaughey is in Angels in the Outfield. Mm-hmm. And you're like, when you see him in that movie, you're like, I don't know who that guy is. The dude that plays, the actual actor's name is Cole Hauser, but he plays Rip on Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Was in Angels in the Outfield. Again, if you saw him in that movie, you would never be able to put him and Rip together. Like, they're two totally different characters. Rip is whooping that dude like 17 times, but they're the same dude.
Yeah. another one, since we're in the topic of baseball, you can't talk baseball without talking about Sandlot. That is a giant in the sports movie history annals. What's his name, Thomas?
Which guy?
The Hispanic kid. Sandlot.
Ooh.
Come on, dog. That was like you. That's like up your alley.
I was not a baseball player. I was a lot of things. I was not a baseball player. But I will tell you the guy's name. And it was Benji Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm.
He was super fast. You had Ham Porter.
Yeah. Killing Squints. Me
Smalls. Yep. You had Smalls. Yep. Yep. All the guys that made up the Sandlot. Classic movie. Definitely have to go watch it if you haven't seen it.
The sequel, not so good. Not a fan. But then again, I'm a cynic and I don't love sequels. So there's that.
Yeah.
For soccer movies, you got Will Ferrell's Kicking and Screaming. You also have Shaolin Soccer, which is by far my favorite soccer movie. Goal, The Dream Begins. With Santi. That movie's badass. I love that movie.
Love that movie too. They made a second one, not as good.
Yeah,
not She's nearly. The Man. You talked to it earlier. Technically a soccer movie.
And Bend It Like Beckham.
Baby Channing Tatum. Also in that flick. Bend It Like Beckham, yes. The Big Green.
Yeah, that's an old one. It's real.
Definitely have to show that. Ladybugs, another one. Definitely have to talk about that. Not a movie, but definitely something that if you are soccer fans,
Ted Lasso.
You know, if we don't talk about Ted Lasso on here, I feel like it's a crime against humanity. They probably could have made that a movie. It would have been really good. They made it into a series. I think it went very, very good.
Jason Sudeikis.
You know? And who hasn't chanted, he's here, he's there, he's everywhere. Roy Kent. So, you know. If you haven't seen Ted Lasso on Apple, you absolutely should. It's a great series.
What was it? No, I know my favorite from that that show is Live! That actually says live. You live! I love that. Yeah, no, that one's great. In the realm of TV shows, I like Blue Mountain State for football.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's you gotta watch it.
For the wrong reasons. It's not a football show, but it's not about sports. It's about college life. Definitely not kid friendly, so kids,
give me a hell, give me a yeah,
don't do that.
That's the theme song by Rev Theory. Oh man, yep. Good stuff.
And I'm sorry, I need to apologize right now.
Good, you should.
The movie, the football movie that should have been number one in your hearts that I did not make mention to is Varsity Blues.
Varsity Blues, yes.
If you have not seen Varsity Blues, and that's another one of those movies that the actors in that movie went on to do all the things, right?
Yeah.
Like, the cast was crazy way, you know, before.
It was going to be crazy. Like, it was a cast, and then that cast blew up. That's and if you're into researching things, like when you're sitting on the toilet like I am, you've got Freaks and Geeks. If you've never looked at that show, it's not a sports show. It's just a show, and it ran for one season. And it's like, looking back, it is one of the most star-studded casts I've ever seen. Like, all of them went on to do something. But yeah, that show did not get picked up. It stayed like one season long, and that's kind of where it's at.
Wild. There's other movies like Friday Night Lights that were also,
which is,
you
also
know,
a show.
High school movies that talked about, you know, I mean, absolutely small town high school football. And as a guy that kind of lived it, it's really on brand. And, you know, for some of the younger crowd that these movies came out before their time, they really should go back and check them out, because Varsity Blues, I mean, it's got comedy, it's got a little action, it's got a little bit of everything, a little drama. And I mean, you got Paul Walker before Paul Walker was a thing. You got there's so many other actors. I'm struggling to name them, but definitely a really, really good cast.
Other movies that I can't not talk about, right? Rudy, iconic football movie. Like, if you haven't seen it, or if somebody didn't make you watch it, right up there with Hoosiers and like movies that were a little older than me, but like Hoosiers more so is like a staple when it comes to sports movies. So there's a couple that are out there like that. And if I don't name them, it's not that I haven't seen them or that I don't like them. It's just kind of going down the line. You got things like Jerry Maguire that we haven't talked about yet. Like, there's just a number. Like, you could really go on for a very, very long time with sports movies.
But what about hockey sports movies?
I was worried that you weren't even alive over there. But you've got the Mighty Ducks, right?
You have Miracle. I think
Thomas. You have what? Miracle?
Yeah.
Oh. I hadn't seen that one.
It's a really good one. It's based on a true story.
Olympics team.
Do it, Taylor.
Yeah. Ooh, she's over there. Got the Google out and everything.
Right? Really good. Kurt Russell, very good actor. He's in that movie. Good movie.
I think you also have that. What were you talking about? Goon, Thomas?
Goon. The Stifler? Yes, with the Stiffmeister. Sean William Scott. Definitely one of those movies that's like, you know, kind of obscure. Yes, it's a hockey movie, but it's more about, you know, this one guy trying to find his way through life as a hockey player who literally isn't a good hockey player. He's just out there fighting people. And, you know, there's a role for that in hockey. And he ends up being this enforcer. And, you know, I thought it was a decent movie, but I'm partial to a lot of the sports movies. So it's going to take a lot for me to call a sports movie like one I wouldn't advocate for, you know, for some reason. The Goon's got a place for me somewhere.
There's also Slapshot, and then there's it's not a movie, but that TV show Shorzy is about a hockey team, technically.
Yeah. Shorzy being an extension of Letterkenny, which is Canadian Hicktown. And yeah, Shorzy, the show, revolves around a player on the hockey team. Relatively iconic.
Yeah. The Mighty Ducks thing, that was like a bunch of movies, and it ended up being a show too. So Emilio Estevez really made a little coin off of that series. And I mean, you know, growing up in that era, it was pretty cool.
Emilio!
I think if I lived in a hockey town, I probably gravitate more towards hockey. But since Houston does not have hockey anymore, they had it for like a blip when I was younger. It really never stuck for me. So cool, but, you know, I will watch hockey, but just not to that extent.
I've actually gone to a few games. They're pretty fun.
I've heard that. If there was a hockey team here, I would get into it.
Yeah, yeah. Chicago
for them. Oh, wow.
I once learned and will never forget that Iceland is actually very green and Greenland is very icy. learned that in Mighty Ducks, and it'll stick with me for the rest of my adult life.
Okay. I took the knuckle puck away from that.
There you go. But yeah, no. So on to, are there any honorable mentions that I forgot to say? I feel like I've gone through a lot of movies here. Fair amount of them.
I mean, there was a lot of like, you know, movies that were good, but probably wouldn't make the list. Mr. Baseball, I think, was one with Tom Selleck, like way back in the day. You know, probably a good baseball movie. What's that one with there's Rookie of the Year with, you know, Roland Gardner, and you know, the guy like messed up his name and, you know, could throw the ball really hard. Another I think iconic-ish sports movie, but it depends on your era.
Also, Benchwarmers is out there along with the Bad News Bears.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hey, that's a real thing. If those are real movies, they're sports movies.
I mean, all of them, I think you're going to have people that gravitate to those and be like, hey, that one, for me, that's up higher on the list, you know? I mean, we talked about the list with all the money. I've never seen Unbroken. I probably need to go see it. That's one of the top 10 highest grossing sports movies. Seabiscuit, I know about, but never saw the movie. You know, horse racing is something our parents are really into, but not something I'm really into.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to admit which one I haven't seen.
You don't want to say which one you haven't seen? Say it.
No.
You already brought it up.
Oh my goodness. This is going to be good entertainment.
Is it The Blind Side?
No, I've seen that. Million Dollar Baby.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. You should see that. That's a good one.
And then I've seen a few of the Rocky movies, but not all of them.
Wow.
I also really like Creed. I bought all those movies on Amazon.
Yes.
I've never seen those.
Interesting that Creed 2 was the most popular of the one? Three. Yeah.
Well, Creed 3 was not my favorite, but I hate that actor. The bad dude from 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, in all the movies he's in, I just dislike his face. Like, I don't know why. You know what? Maybe that's his goal, and he's doing a really good job of being an unlikable character.
Well, he's coming out with a bodybuilding movie. I suggest you don't watch it then.
Yeah, probably not going to. But, like, they just wrote him into that movie, and he's like, I don't like him again. And then I think he's also in, like, the Marvel series.
Yeah, he's Kang the Conqueror.
Yeah, and I don't like him there either.
Well, he got into some trouble with the law, so he may or may not be back with that.
Yeah, so. He sounds like he got conquered. I knew there was a reason I like that guy. So in the next segment, I would like to highlight some of our favorite fictional athletes of all time. So like Cal Naughton Jr., one of my favorites. That's a man of my own heart. I don't know what you're doing, so I'm going to keep backing tough until I do. Like... Cal's great. He made that movie.
There are some legendary characters, and a lot of it is because, you know, they have lines or whatever. Dodgeball. I have a few of them. You know, White Goodman. I mean, nobody makes me bleed my own blood. I can't ever not forget that. You know, Patches O'Houlihan, the coach.
Patches.
You know,
yeah.
When he's like. Necessary? Is it necessary for me to drink my own urine? No, but it's sterile and I like the taste. I'll never forget that line. That's just going to stay with me forever.
Yeah. Jesus Shuttlesworth that you mentioned earlier. Great character.
I was going to say Ricky Bobby.
You would bite off a mic.
No, that's what I was going to say first, and then you said yours.
Right.
Okay.
Sounds likely.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Bobby Boucher. He's a legend. I'm trying to think of his name. Got Jamie Foxx, running back.
Jamie Foxx is the dude from Any Given Sunday. Steam and Willie Beeman.
Yeah, Steven Willie Beam. I can think of his name, but him. Then you got Nelly. Nelly in the longest yard.
LL Cool J was a running back in Any Given Sunday, too. I thought that was a decent character. Wesley Snipes in White Man Can't Jump. Great character. You know, we're like, you felt like these guys were actually athletes and could actually do some of the stuff, you know, where like to your point, you know, when we talked about Jackie Moon, you know,
yep.
At no point in time did I feel like Jackie Moon was that dude. So, For those of y'all listening to the show, my youngest kid just tried to ninja behind the camera. He did not successfully make it without being seen. So, that's Gabriel.
Yeah, and, he just kind of saw, then he got low, and he stuck behind the camera.
He knows a podcast, he knows he's not supposed to be running around.
Right.
So he's like, you know, I got a ninja out.
That's great.
But yeah, there's really good characters. Jonathan Moxon from Varsity Blues. Gosh, yep. That was tough. Another good one. You know, quarterback that's the backup guy that doesn't want to be the backup guy, and then all of a sudden is like thrust into the starting into this the starter role, you know, and he's like trying to still be the same dude but can't because, you know, the whole world is now seeing him, you know, and wants to treat him like the star. And, you know, his girlfriend at the time was like, "You're a scary superstar. You even thank God." You know, and you know, he's like trying to still be him, but at the same time knowing, like, you know, he's elevated. So really good character.
Another one I would like to bring to the podium is Uncle Rico.
Oh my god!
Throw this ball clear across the mountains. However, he's a stepping stone to get to the man who once scored 4 touchdowns in a game.
Not a movie character, but if you don't know who Al Bundy is from Poke High,
It's still a record at Poke High. It's still a record. I guess you could say Michael Jordan, who was an athlete, character, actor, guy. But yeah. Another one I wouldn't have thought of. Captain Insano. He's a wrestler. He's a wrestler, right?
Is wrestling a sport?
No, it's entertainment.
Okay, I'm glad we can agree on that.
But I will watch call Roman it as much of a day. Sport as cheerleading. Like, it does it take physical ability? Yes. Is it predetermined? Yes. But like, they still got to do the shit. That's pretty impressive. Also, when you think, you know, Dwayne the Rock Johnson, like, you think athlete, but then again, he played football at Miami.
Yes.
I Hurricanes. Thought so. Yeah.
Really, the only reason I watch WWE is Roman, so can't say I even enjoy watching the others.
Do tell us about your obsession.
Roman Reigns?
Yes, do tell us.
He's gorgeous.
He's the tribal leader.
No, the tribal chief.
The tribal chief?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, even you know that. Okay.
You know, I don't know everything, but I do know enough.
He's got a shoe deal with Jordan or Nike or the same company, whatever.
I do have to say though, early Roman wasn't great.
So let me ask you this: if he didn't have the beard, would he still look as good?
No, I've seen him without a beard. Doesn't look as good.
Like,
no beard and short hair was gross.
I went on an obsession there for a while, where like I just watched Roman's like top fights. In early Roman, I don't know what he was doing, but he wasn't as good looking as this Roman.
Okay.
Maybe it's because they didn't oil his chest as much. Like,
you gotta be an A-lister to get your chest oiled.
Hold on.
Well, he's doing it.
How much swag does oiling your chest add?
I don't know, Thomas. Go Google a picture of him. Look at him. You'll get it.
Taylor said, if I can't see myself in it, I don't want it. But yeah, shout outs to Eddie Guerrero. Rest in peace, dog. But yeah, great Hispanic wrestler. I wouldn't necessarily call him an athlete. I think most of that was juice. But
I think that's part of the thing that makes wrestling so great, is because they allow these guys to just get absolutely insanely jacked and then go crazy. Like, I was never a wrestling fan. I'm still not a wrestling fan.
He's only said that like 6 times. We believe it.
But
I do know the tribal chief. I know that.
Anytime I see old clips of Randy Savage like talking.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the amount of drugs that dude had to be on.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If you go Google the cream of the crop.
Cream of the crop.
Dude.
I don't know where he kept getting them from.
I don't either.
It was magic. He's like, I only wrestle because I'm big as shit. I really wanted to do close-up magic.
But I watched that and I was like, you know what? I don't know, but keep doing it, bro.
Or Hulk Hogan, not the Hulk.
I mean, Hulkamania.
I feel like he was pretty drugged up.
Well, yeah, they all were. Ultimate Warrior.
I don't know. Yeah. I feel like he was just like more so looked crazy.
There's a theory that the Ultimate Warrior has changed people like 3 times throughout history. So. Don't know. They said he had a heart attack or something. It was like a different dude. But he looked the same, so it's fine. Biceps went crazy, though. I got to get me some little bicep tassels. Make them look bigger.
Pump you up.
Right. I do miss old school wrestling, but I will say the level of talent that they have now is much better. Actual like showmanship and wrestling and things like that. Back then they were just absurd. Like they were crazy. They were going off the rails and it was the labs, the attitude era, whatever. They came up with Triple H. Why are we talking about wrestling? It's not a sport. This whole episode is about sports.
I'm sorry. It was the tribal chief. She did it.
There is a wrestling movie that I know of. It's called Ready to Rumble, but that's about it.
Yeah.
So we've got all the actors. Any favorites that you can think of that we missed?
Taylor, do you have a favorite fictional athlete?
I can't think of any right now. I'm just thinking about Roman.
Oh, Lord.
At least you're honest about it.
Knock it off over there. Get it together.
She's like, I am all the way in on Roman Reigns, regardless of what that means, regardless of where the show goes.
I don't know. I guess, like, the Will Ferrell movies where he's, like, in a sport, those make me laugh, but I wouldn't say those are, like, my favorite fictional characters. They're just silly and make me laugh.
They make money.
Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, Ricky Bobby and then
semi-pro Jackie Moon.
Blades of Glory.
Yeah.
Blades of Glory was a funny one.
No.
But yeah, no, that's all I got for I'm sure I'm missing something that's like massive and I can't think of it. But that's all I got for fictional athletes and or movies.
Yeah, I mean, I love every time they make one of these movies because, you know, It's just going to speak to me more than, you know, a rom-com or, you know, a horror or a sci-fi or something like that. Cause I'm just a big sports fan. I mean, as y'all can see from my segment where I just sit there and ramble about sports for however long. So sports movies are near and dear to my heart. For me, it's nice when they can kind of, you know, bring that to the big screen and talk about it. I'm geeked out. Here's a sport. And there isn't a ton of movies that go that route. But F1's coming out in 2 weeks with Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to go see it. I know absolutely nothing about Formula One.
I know it's expensive. That's what I know.
Grew up watching IndyCar and NASCAR. Did not grow up watching Formula One. And I'm going to go watch the movie.
Yeah, there's also that Gran Turismo movie on Netflix, which is actually based on a true story where like these racing teams were like scouting like video game players that played racing games or racing sims because they argued that it was close enough that if these guys can make these decisions in these moments that they can do it in real life. But it was actually really cool.
Should have been Mike.
I don't like racing games. I use the walls to turn.
I'm thinking about downloading the new Formula One game for no other reason than I do like racing games.
You know, I get it. So when I, you know, crested over 30, I was like, man, I really should start playing like golf. I feel like it's my time. Thomas, a little older, he's like, F1. I am now F1 guy. It's in line with all of my values.
Hold on. To be fair, I was there playing golf. I'm very good at it. So I'm not opposed to playing golf at all.
Oh, geez. I keep telling myself,
I believe Mike quit playing golf with me because he was not good at it. And, like, he's normally the alpha in the video game realm. And he was like, you know what? I'm not going to be the sorry brother on this team. We need to go play something that I'm the better brother.
Oh, I make golf in real life.
I play that too.
Well, yeah. No, it's just, like, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was talking about. We were talking about PGA. But, yeah, it was like I wanted to get some stick time in at some point to like actually try to learn how to play the game of golf. Cause like, I know coach does that tournament every year. It's like, I'm going next week.
You should. When I tell you our uncle puts on a golf tournament. It's a benefit. His brother died in a car crash. It's to give out scholarships. It's for a cause. And when I tell you that weekend starts and ends up drunk, like, you spend the entire time drinking, having a great time. Bunch of high school football coaches and baseball coaches and superintendents and whatever else. They all show up to this golf tournament. They all are there just to, you know, make sure that there's some money that's given out and a scholarship. And it's a fantastic time. Like, you go and hang out with some cool people. There's this running joke. And short story, when I first started playing this tournament, our uncle was like, hey, you're playing with me. You're coming out here, you're playing with me. To this day, and I've played this tournament like 10 years probably. I've never once been on his team. Every year I play on someone else's team. And you know what? It's so cool because I meet all these different people from all these different walks of life and we have a really good time. And you never know if they got a guy that's like trying to play really serious or like, hey, I'm just out here to have fun. And I played on both teams and had fun both ways. And it's just, it's a really good time. And Mike, you absolutely need to bring your ass because
I just want to be a caddy. He's like, hey, what do you think here? Like, oh, driver. I'm on the putting green. Driver, flex. Like, just do it. Prove that you can. No.
You need to be on my team. And
no, the cycle is starting. Yeah, you come down. You yes. Get on my team. I'll never be on Thomas's team. Never.
No, you would enjoy it.
Oh, no, I would play with you and no one else. I'd be like, look, y'all can put us on whoever's team, but we're playing together.
Is it best ball?
Yes.
Oh, then it's fine. Exactly. We'll just chase your ball around.
And that's all I got to do. You make 5 putts, you've earned your money.
Yeah, right?
Like, you could just do what I did. If you're not good at it, then you just drive the golf cart.
Didn't you run somebody over?
I hit my brother with it, yes.
All right.
Wow, so, Taylor.
You weren't very good at that either, it would appear.
Driving, not my strongest skill.
And on that note, we'll move on to the next topic. and closing arguments, Taylor, what do you feel about sports movies? Do you feel like they're good? Do you feel like there should be more? Do you feel like there's too many?
There's not enough Roman.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, what Michael said.
If you could put Roman Reigns in a sports movie, what would it be?
I don't know.
Magic Mike. Like
yes, if we're considering that a sport movie, sign me up. No, I mean,
the honesty.
I think, like, almost everybody, though.
Bloodsport. Thank you, Taylor. Oh, my God. I don't know how I forgot it. I told you I was getting glaring, obvious ones. Oh, God. Bloodsport.
I guess if we're talking fighting, absolutely. For those that aren't
Kumite. Kumite.
To know of the Bloodsport, it was an actual sport held in Hong Kong. American Frank Dukes went over there, won it based on a true story. Bloodsport's a great movie. Jean-Claude Van Damme, Bolo Young. I mean, these were guys like ultimate martial art guys back in the day.
It's funny, super not American dude.
Before. The muscles from Brussels and the Korean Hulk, I think is what they called him. Super, super good movie. I watch it once a year out of nostalgia. You know, there's one-liners in that, you know, I'm struggling with the name of the friend.
Is it Hank?
No. Well, Frank Dukes was like the main character. That's Jean-Claude Van Damme. But his sidekick, he had a great line. I think his name was Jesse. Is that right?
I believe it.
Oh, you made me look it up.
Now, is it Ray Jackson?
It was Ray Jackson. So Ray Jackson is asked, hey, are you really going to the Kumite? And some dude in the gym, he's like, I heard people die there. And Ray Jackson looks at him and he goes, only if you fuck up. And he's right. He's absolutely right. And it's one of those corny kung fu movies back in the day, but part of my childhood. Bloodsport is an awesome movie. If you've never seen it, go watch it.
I knew I had a gem somewhere in my back pocket.
That was up there. Yeah.
Thanks to Taylor. She said the word sport in a certain way, and it hit me in the face.
It's not. It's one of them obscure ones, right? You don't think about it like that. I mean,
it's a competition, yeah. Not necessarily a sport, but competitive fighting, MMA, all that other stuff. It's all in there somewhere.
Absolutely.
But yeah, back to what you were saying, Taylor, about sports movies and how you feel about them.
Yeah, no, you interrupted. I don't even know anymore.
So for me, while you think, Taylor, sports movies have always been, like, awesome to watch. Like, it goes through the flow of a movie really well. Like, you intro to where you are, you get to know the people, you kind of assess the situation, and then there's a climax. Like you climb up, and then something happens. Like, what's his name, Booby Mills? Something like that. Like... And it's just like this heartbreak, and then they like they have a good ending, and you feel like you won, even though I didn't do anything. I was just sitting on the couch, but like I feel like we did something here. Like you remember the time the Bobby Boucher came to halftime after my dogs went to Bourbon Bowl, do you? Like just iconic things, and I feel like it's all stemmed.
You can do it.
Like our childhood. Oh, we suck again.
Yeah, get your old ass in the end zone.
She showed me the boobies. I liked them too. Oh man, like that. Wow. That's just oh god. I don't even know that actress's name who played his mom, but like,
she's great.
They're the devil, and I think there was something wrong with your mama's Madula Ablangata. Just I do it all day. Sorry, but she was also in American Horror Story Roanoke, and I love that season. Like of all the seasons of that show, yeah, no, it's great.
That's one of his favorite seasons.
Well, it's because you're uncultured. So
thanks.
Yeah. Oh wait. Nothing. I see it. I see it. We're locked in. He's trying. Why are you looking at us? Look at where you're going. Sorry, the kid. He's sneaking again. It's hilarious. I don't know what he's doing. But yeah, so
I appreciate him trying to be really quiet.
Yeah, right? Like it's funny. That's priceless. That's
I liked his escape though. He like crawled on the ground behind you. I don't know. Yeah, like Scooby he's doing dude. Now.
Yeah, we still don't know what he needs. I still don't know where his shirt is. I just know that he's trying to ninja in and out.
Yeah, I can appreciate the effort. But yeah, it's good to get the family to sit down, watch a sports movie. Like it, you just get a lot of feel good vibes. A lot of them anyways. I've always walked out of a sports movie feeling like I either learned something, felt something, or enjoyed myself in one way or another. What about you, big bro? How do you feel about sports movies?
Like I said, man, I really can't get enough of them. I think that, you know, that's a genre that every time we get a sports movie, I'm always going to lock in. It's always going to get my attention. Again, I love, you know, Hollywood trying to do their best to, you know, really show you competitive nature, really show you the okay, somebody's got to win, somebody's got to lose, and how hard everybody's worked and this and that. And, you know, it's kind of got its own, you know, good versus evil kind of built into it. I'm always going to love those. For me, I'm super competitive. You know, Mike, I think Taylor, you know it, like when we game, I don't like doing it if it's not competitive. So sports really speaks to that. I mean, you rarely see guys play and it doesn't mean something to somebody. So sports movies are always going to be ratcheted up. I mean, even in the corniest ways, you know, Dodgeball, they needed to win the $50,000 to save the gym. You know, like these are things where they're just going to make you go to another level. And for me, I think in life, you just want that, you know,
hey,
you
Global Gym. We're better than you. And we know that.
We know it. Yeah, and we know it. And for me, those are the things that, you know, the arrogance, I love that too. I love where the bad guy feels like, look, you're beneath me and I should not respect you. And, you know, I'm always going to be a fan of those. I'm always going to be at the theater for it. I'm always going to download it. I'm always going to stream it, whatever the case may be. So you got a sports movie. Chances are you're going to catch me at it.
Unpopular opinion about Hollywood making you feel some type of way about the good guy, the bad guy. Daniel LaRusso in The Karate Kid is actually the bad guy. You don't know this, but he is. Like, so think about it. Like, this, you know, dark-haired douchebag moves into town, starts learning karate for the first time just because on a whim, and you got this young blonde kid who's been doing karate his whole life, and he works really hard. And yeah, he's kind of an asshole. But then the new kid steals your girl that beats you in a tournament. Like, Daniel LaRusso is the bad guy.
If you want to go that route, Mr. Miyagi's the bad guy. Yeah. And he creates the monster that is Daniel LaRusso. I don't subscribe to that, but you know, there are people that want to go, look, poor, you know, what's his name? The other guy? The blonde kid? You were struggling with it too?
Yeah, I don't know his name. Everybody knows Daniel LaRusso, but
I know. I just saw the movie too.
In the show, and yeah, it's a whole thing.
I got you. Johnny Lawrence.
Johnny Lawrence, yeah. I don't know why I forgot that.
I don't think he had to flex on Danny like that. And you know, I'll always feel that way.
Look, I feel like he was born to be that kid, and he was trying to be that guy. And then, like, Daniel LaRusso came in and he's like, I think I'll try karate, and I'm going to ruin your whole life.
Maybe.
However, I do need to do, like, the skeleton, like, you know, Halloween costume.
Oh, from the movie?
Yeah.
That no one would understand because that movie, like, happened in the 80s?
Well, if you want to tell people how long ago the 80s was, I still think an old truck is an old truck. Not a 2010 Chevy Silverado. That still looks new to me.
I'm just saying, man. People would look at it and like, man, what a corny costume, and not get the reference.
Nah, it looks super cool. I wear shades. It'd be fine.
Oh, okay. Okay, fair enough.
I once went out in like a banana, like for Halloween. Banana and some shades. That's all I had on.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a good time. I mean, I had pants and stuff, but like, I mean, as far as costume went. Did you find the rest of your answer there, Taylor?
Oh, yeah. No, I just feel like there's a life lesson normally, like within a sports movie that like most people can relate to. And I think that also fuels that fire of like, hey, like here's sports, but then there's also a good storyline, kind of like you're saying. But I think you walk out with like a life lesson normally.
Right.
So what was the life lesson in...
Don't ask me that.
Remember the Titans.
Ooh. Yeah, you did say that was like one of your favorite movies.
One of your favorites. You have to have a life lesson.
They're just trying to be more accepting of everybody.
Oh, okay.
Right. She's like, they're not all bad, right, Taylor? Oh, this setup.
Who are they, Taylor?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to talk.
What do you mean, them people?
Is it they or them? Which one is it, Taylor?
No, we're done.
All right, with that, folks, I think that'll do it for the Whiskey Sticks and another great episode. Thanks, guys, for coming, helping out. Had a lot of laughs, enjoyed myself. But that'll be all. Y'all have a good night. We'll see you next time.